up, everybody? It's your girl TK right back here on another podcast episode with your girl. And I am so excited today because it is the last day, the absolute last day of 2022. First and foremost, I want you to sit down, make a list of all of the accomplishments that you had in 2022. This right here takes your mind off of the things that you did not accomplish, and it actually reroutes you to understanding what you have accomplished, and it sets you up for the new year. Now, it's often said that, new year, new me, I'm rolling in 23 and it's going to be all about me this year. However, you cannot have a new me in a new year with old mindsets. Now, I just said something, you ought to give me a hand. That was awesome. So, and guess what? I have some people joining me today because, you know, as normal, New Year's and the holidays bring family together. You know, the one thing that binds family is not love. It's actually food. Okay. I just want y'all to know that it's not just love, it's food. And it's probably more food than love, but I do love food, and, food loves me. Anyway, I just want to let you all know. So you might hear, in my background, you're going to hear some gum smacking, chip bags rattling. You might even hear some young people running up and down the stairs. You know why? Because I am at home, and I am so happy about it. Anyway, I want to introduce to you some guests tonight that are going to be with me, my sister and my brother. They are married, and they are so happy to join me tonight on this podcast. And we're going to be talking about the mindset that you have to have. You cannot just have, a shift in personal life, finances, education, and things of that nature if you do not shift your mindset. So I want you all to help me welcome to this platform and to this particular podcast, Larry and Andrea Johnson, all the way from London, England. I am happy today. They are here with me in the United States from the United Kingdom, and they're going to talk to us tonight about shifting your mindset. So, Larry, let's kick it off to you right now. Let's talk about what mindset and what are some things we have to do to, welcome to the show, but what are some things we need to do to get ourselves set up to walk into a prosperous 2023.
Well, first thing, let's get it straight. The gum smacking and the bag rattling, that's not me. That's my better half. All right, so let's get that straight.
As you're chewing gum.
Okay, but no, as we begin to talk about this this topic, I started thinking about how we look at failure, right? And a lot of times there's this inclination to leave all your failures behind, right? Leave all your failures behind. Mm-hmm. Don't take none of your failures from 2022 into 2023. And it sounds good. And it sounds good. And I actually believe that the people mean well when they say that. Mm-hmm. But I think it depends on how you view failure.
Right.
Because if you leave most times you leave something behind, you leave all of it behind.
Right.
But most of us should have learned lessons from our failures. So when I go into 2023, the things that I've learned from failing, I'm failing forward. You see
failing
what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so I'm not going to leave the consequences of my failures behind, but hopefully in 2023, I'm wiser from my failures. And so just to shift in my mindset, I'm not going to spend time, like you talked about, what you spend time doing with your mind. I'm not going to spend time trying to figure out what I'm going to leave in 2022.
Right.
But instead, I'm going to go into 2023 with the mindset of I'm going to be better than 2022.
Yeah.
And then when something comes up from a failure, I'm not going to dismiss it. What were the lessons I learned?
Oh, wow.
You mentioned something earlier about writing things down.
Yes.
That was powerful because I started looking for a pen since you said it. You know what I mean? But that's powerful when you begin to, it's a mindset shift.
Yes.
You begin to write down all of your successes, and all of a sudden your failures start to dissipate.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It start to have less impact. Meaning. We give it less power.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what I mean? So my first bit of advice is to don't dismiss your failures.
Yeah.
Learn how to grow from them. and see the lessons in them and take them with you when you, you know, take them with you whenever you're going into 2023.
Absolutely. That is so powerful that you just said that. It just made me think about John Maxwell and how his, mm-hmm. one of his books, sometimes you win and sometimes you learn. So we never lose. We always learn from our failures. And if you can take those failures and embrace them and just have that, you know, that immunity of just saying, hey, listen, I am not a failure. Failure is not an event. And, you know, it's not who you are. It's just an event. So failure is not anything that defines you, but failure, in fact, refines who you are. Let's actually kick it over here to my middle sister. This is my blood sister. I'm looking at her in the flesh. I'm so happy to have her join us. She is spectacular in her own right, just extremely intelligent, and not just because she's my sister, but because she is certainly, you know, has a background, medical background, is very well polished in that area. And I just want you to kind of give us a lift on the mental aspect as we're talking about mindset and mind shift and things that you have to do emotionally and mentally and physically. How does this all play from that standpoint?
I think when you're learning to fail forward and mm-hmm. when you're writing down your successes and all of that and really trying to focus on really just increasing your mental health and being aware of what you feel. I think it's also important to be aware of your triggers. Like what are those things that cause you to react in a certain way? Maybe there are even certain crowds of people or even certain traits of people that when you're around them or in certain places and spaces that may cause you to feel maybe inadequate, maybe around a certain group yes. of people you yeah. feel like you're more advanced than they are. I mean, I think it's just really important to be self-aware. Mm-hmm. So knowing your triggers, not just only writing down your successes, but really being aware of how you go through and how you come through to the other side of those successes, because sometimes we get we bypass those little details. Like we really want to focus on the positive and all of that,
yes.
but I think sometimes there's a lot to even be learned through if you're going through a grieving process or if you're going through mm-hmm. A place where you're just not your best self and you're trying to invent a better version of who you are. It's really just a balance.
Yes.
And I think a lot of that really, really helps to give you, perspective is everything.
Yes.
Perspective is everything. So that's just so from a mental health perspective, I would just say, you know, balance and perspective are very important, and not just writing down those successes, but what is your journey to those successes, and not just what you can learn for yourself, but always looking, not just fail for it, but also paying those lessons for it. Like,
yes. Oh, that's good.
For your children, because wow. we have people that are coming after us. We have people that are coming alongside us. And even though we may be winning, I think a big part of sharing that is so important, and being connected to our community, because sometimes, not that it's not okay to not be selfish and to focus on yourself,
right.
but it's also important to give back. And so really being mindful of that and really praying to God to say, okay, thank you for helping me learn this lesson and who, because sometimes everything we go through, it's not for ourselves. It's
right,
for,
right.
it's really to, not just to save us, but to save even like a whole generation coming behind us.
Absolutely. I mean, that is just everything you just said. You named some things, you talked about perspective And I do want to just put a pin here that perception is not always 100% reality when we actually really put that into perspective. When we're looking at a perception of a thing, sometimes it's really not the reality of what it could be or what it should be. Right. It's at some point, you know, sometimes it's just a paradox. It's just something that you're going through and it's paralleling with your life at that point. So we have to understand that we have to be balanced, you talked about, in order to clarify or have clarity in perception, to create what should be our reality. You also talked about mindfulness, which was being present in the moment and dealing with your emotions, not dismissing how you feel and when you feel that way. I know talking to my sister just on a regular basis, you know, sometimes we really try to be positive and happy all the time. And there's sometimes we will trigger each other. I may trigger her in a conversation and I may not be expecting the response that she gets, that she may give me. But in that moment, she'll give me that response and she'll say to me, hey, you know, I know that, you know, this should be a very light conversation, but I don't want to dismiss how I feel in the moment. I want to share that I'm not happy about this. It was disappointing. That hurt my feelings. And it's very important to sit with that and not let it fester and not let it build up and not be bitter towards a person who is really wanting to put their emotions out there. Want to bring this down to a just funneling. Want to throw it back to Larry for just anything else you'd like to add to the conversation about your, you know, wanting to help us in 2023.
Y'all been triggering me over here.
Yeah, I told my
I said one problem that my daughter has. She's 4 and a half, and she got a motivational speaker for a daddy. I've been teaching her affirmations since she was 6 months old. Yes, you know what I mean?
That's
but great. And so everything y'all saying is just makes me want to go even, you know, harder.
Yes, yes.
And so talk about the and I'm gonna leave. I don't know how long this is gonna be, but I want to make sure I get this out about.
Sure.
Because Andrea mentioned it about the winning mentality, right? First of all, personal growth and development, or professional growth and development, or any kind of growth and development, is exactly that. You don't, unless you leave for a number of years and come back, most of these developments we see, these buildings, it took time. There was a foundation.
Yes, yes.
Then there was more things stacked until it was complete.
Yes.
There was inspections done,
mm-hmm.
Right? How are we do self-care every 3 months? Are we taking a fearless and moral inventory of ourselves? You know, how we've grown. Things that we still, places, areas we still need to grow.
Right.
Do we have somebody that we can say, okay, what have you seen in me?
Yes.
You know, my mother once said, Lord, help me to smell me before others smell me, right?
Right.
And so,
but
you have to be diligent, consistent, and you have to be willing to hear those hard things.
Wow.
I asked my wife a question the other day, and it sent her for, it tripped her out. And then when she told somebody else about it, they were like, he said what? But after we got done being out in public together, I drove up and I said, so how would you rate our interaction together in the public? Because I'm trying to work on me.
Right.
And I know I'm not the easiest.
I'm trying to work on you too, but.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Bro.
But I know I'm not the easiest person, especially when I get, talk about emotions.
Right.
When I get hungry, when I get cold.
Right, right.
You know, the things that make a baby cry.
Right.
Right? Hungry, cold, you know, tired. When I'm in, I know that my emotions are there. So
yes,
I wanted her to give me, if she would have gave me the grade of a D, I would have ate that.
Yes.
But I asked the question because I wanted to know the answer.
Yes.
So now the next time we out, I'm aware. Well, yeah, you were being a little bit impatient. So now I'm trying to fix it.
Yes.
So with having, but that comes with development. And it comes with personal development.
Yes, absolutely.
You have to want to develop. You have to want to grow.
Yes.
And anything that does not grow is said to have a disease. And anything that's a disease brings dis-ease to the body.
Mm.
So now, and that's big level, little level. So now we have to want to grow. But I want to leave people with this.
Mm-hmm.
The winning mentality didn't come overnight.
True.
People look at me and sometimes say, why are you always happy? I'm not always happy. I'm not always happy, but what I have learned to do is when I'm not happy, dig into that bank I got of things, places I used to be, ways I used to think, and that makes me happy. And so now you get to be the recipient.
Because you can see the growth.
Exactly.
You know where you've come
there was
from.
A time yes. when I would be in my emotions and everybody knew it.
Right.
Now when you see me, I'm happy, but it came from work.
Yes.
And I don't let nobody take it for granted.
Wow.
I'm putting a lot of work on me. And I still got a lot of work. You know, I got a lot of areas I need to grow in.
Yeah.
But I know where I was.
Right.
Amen. You know what I mean?
I love
so
that.
Having the winning mentality, I wake up in the morning and when you realize that you're able to be mad.
Ooh.
That you're able to be angry. These emotions, there's negative emotions, but you have the people are 6 feet deep. They don't have the ability to get upset.
Wow.
Or to feel like they've been, you know, something racist happened to whatever it is. But to have these abilities
right.
makes me happy. It gives me a different
mindset
and perspective.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying?
I love it. This is powerful. And I know we're getting ready to wrap up, but you can already tell why this is so powerful and why it's so hard to sometimes let these types of conversations go. Because what you just talked about, two M words I just want to bring to the forefront before we leave this podcast is maintenance and maturity. Anytime a building is built, developed, it has to be maintained. If it's not maintained, it will start to deteriorate. And as it deteriorates, you know, like you said, there's stagnation, there's comfortability. Anytime you get to those points where you cannot hear where something needs to be done in you, where you cannot ask a question and receive honest feedback,
right.
which I call feed forward, because it's helping us to move forward. Anything that we can, feedback is a gift. And if I can truly say, hey, I really want to know how I did in this situation or how can I be better? And you're sincere about that. How can I better serve you? How can I be a better person to you? Anytime you get to that place, that's maturity and that's maintenance and that's growth. Yes. Yes.
I was in construction before.
Oh, wow.
Before I got lazy. Right? If you knew how many inspections happen in the development of a building, it would make you sick to your stomach.
Wow.
I'm talking 2025.
Whoa.
Before somebody says, okay, now it's livable.
Mm.
Now we can put something in it.
Wow.
There's a lot. And it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have the same approach when it comes to building this building.
You're right.
You got to inspect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's going to happen is you're going to look back and it's going to be people who stop messing with you
mm-hmm.
because of your attitude. You thought you were doing well.
Yeah.
Because you got these 10 over here. Oh my God, they praising you. But you got these 5 over here who really needed you. You didn't even see it.
Wow.
It takes a lot and it's humbling. And sometimes you'll find yourself in tears thinking like, I thought I was doing good. You got to go back and apologize. Look, I wasn't the kind of friend that I could have been. Forgive me.
I forgive you.
You know what? Thank you. Short-term memory. There you go. Yeah. Short-term. I'm serious.
Yes, yes,
and you
yes.
got to have short-term memory.
Got to have it.
You cannot operate in growth and development unless you have short-term memory.
Wow. That's powerful. Andrea. I want you to wrap us up here. Give us inspiration, insight. He's pinching jaws and smacking his gum. Go ahead.
I just say, so be it to everything that has been said. I like the two M words that you brought forward, maintenance and maturity. Just keep growing.
Keep
to
growing.
Sum it up. Keep
yep.
growing.
And that is a great sum up. That's. Did you have anything? I know it's a hard. It's a hard thing that we got to stop.
We're gonna leave us alone.
Maturity and maintenance is what we're gonna be doing headed into 2023. I want you all to just take this opportunity to sit in this moment and just think about that. Think about how. Not just you becoming a better person for yourself, but as Andrea stated, you becoming a better person for the village and for the tribe and for the community of people, for the legacy that you will eventually leave. You know, you do not just want to leave this earth, but you want to leave legacy. You want to be able for somebody to say that was an imprint from the impact. You know, when you have an accident, when you always know that there's an impact because there's an imprint that's left. And so we want to make sure that our lives are not just impactful, but that we also leave an imprint. And so with that being said, thank you, Larry. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you so much for joining me. And yes, thanks to all of the kiddos that were in the background running up and down the stairs, laughing and talking and playing. I love it. And I hope you are enjoying your family just like I am enjoying mine. Listen, I have a call to action for you. Share this podcast with someone right here working the dash with TK. Share this podcast with someone, and I want you all to have a very prosperous 2023. Go down from 2022 being thankful to God that you, as Larry stated, have the ability to know who you are, know where you're going, and know that God is on your side. I love each and every one of you. Be good to yourself, be good to each other, and until another podcast, thank you so much for joining. In 2022, the last podcast of the year, I love each and every one of you. This has been your girl TK right here on Working the Dash.